Hi, this is Gidon Rothstein with the response of the day for the 24th of Iyar. Today we're going to see a response of the Sitzeliezer, Rev. Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, from Sitzeliezer Volume 5, response number 10, which is dated to the 24th of Iyar, which he calls, like we saw in Rev. Moshe Feinstein recently, Tal Lematmonim, the 39th day of Matmonim, of the 49 that you count from Pesach to Shavuot of 1954. And he's responding to a rabbi doctor, it's a rav doctor, whatever, Wolf of Petach Tikva. Let me pause before I go on and just say that we want to thank Rabbi Jacob Abramowitz, David Hakhauser, and the OU for helping us put these shiurim online, making them available to you. And this is the question that this man had raised, and Tzitzeliezer uses this very beautiful phrase that comes up a lot in the response to literature, K'she'ilat Chacham Chati Tshuva, that the way that a Chacham asks a question, half the answer is already in the question. The question is, when somebody's wearing, questions about nylon, but by nylon we mean basically anything that is synthetic and that therefore isn't a cloth. And the reason why the question is, what about dabbing water on it on Shabbos? So washing things on Shabbat is usur, is prohibited as a question of libun, as a question of washing, which is a tolda of, I think, schita, I think ringing out, but we'll get to it in the course of the response, but I just can't find it right now, so let's just push on instead of me sitting here scratching my head about it. But the man asking the question says, when it comes to wool or linen or silk, so if, let's say, wine falls on it, and then I want to try to clean it out, so the wine is absorbed into the cloth, into the material, and sometimes it doesn't even come out when you wash it, right? It stains. So then, if you try to wash it out, even if you just dab water on it, the water is trying to go in and pull out as much of the wine as possible. That's an action of libun. That's an action of washing that's clearly prohibited on Shabbat. So even just dabbing water, meaning you could have imagined somebody saying, this gets into one of my common issues of trying to remind people of, that we use words in English and then we think that they have the same meaning in a halachic context, but they don't always. Could have imagined somebody would say, oh yeah, you don't have to do laundry on Shabbos, you don't have to clean clothing on Shabbos, but just, what am I doing? I'm just dabbing water on. That's not cleaning. So the answer is, this man already knows when he asks the question, that when you dab water onto a piece of clothing, so since it's a material, the water goes in and tries to pull out, you know, or wash away, basically, dilute and therefore wash away and get rid of some of the dirt. That's an action halachically of cleaning, of laundering, that is prohibited. But with synthetics, like nylon, is the example here, so we're going to just stick with that. With synthetics like nylon, so it doesn't get absorbed in, and then all you do is you put it under the sink and it washes right away. So it's not a material, it's not a woven cloth of any sort, it's more like leather. So leather, right? Leather is not a material in that sense either. Leather, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Bet Tet, in 302, paragraph 9, the Shulchan Aruch says, directly mutar l'sachseich ad kan dvarav. So this is the question. The sachseich is to dab the water on it, meaning somebody's wearing leather, there was a time when people wore leather suits, but today we're probably more in the line with a leather skirt. And something gets on the skirt, so there, we're going to talk about, you're still not allowed to fully clean it. We'll get to what that means in a second by cleaning, but if you're going to just dab water on it, that'll be good enough. That's okay, because the leather is impermeable. The water doesn't go through it, and therefore you're not washing it in that sense, and all you're doing is you're putting the water on it and sort of taking it off of the surface of it. And that's not, clearly, this man understands, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that's not laundering, that's not cleaning in the halachic sense of libun. So the Tzitzeliezer's answer is, I might have thought that the comparison to leather isn't quite so good, because it might be that when Chazal discussed and made rules about leather clothing, they made those rules based on the fact that people don't tend to wash leather by dabbing water on it. And so therefore, since it's not the usual way of cleaning it, that's why Chazal exempted it and said it didn't create a problem of laundering on Shabbat. Meaning, if the way to clean leather generally, let's suppose for a second, think about carpets. just because it came to mind. Let's put the way the clean leather was, you hung it on a hook and you beat it, and that cleansed it. So then if I, one time on Shabbat, were to put water on it, that's not the way to clean it. That's not a derech halacha. So therefore, maybe that's why Chazal didn't include it in cleaning. So if that's true, if that's what was going on, then we can't include nylon in that because it's not the way to clean it, because in fact, that's not what people do clean those. They do wash things, right? So when you want to clean, let's say, if you have a plastic tablecloth, we call it plastic, he calls it nylon, but I think it means the same thing. If you have a plastic tablecloth, so how do you clean it? You take a wet rag of some sort, and you put water on it. So pouring water on it, it's true. You're not going to clean it more thoroughly in the sense that we'll get to in a second, but you're using water to clean it. So if you're using water to clean it, that's a larger scale version of dabbing water on it in a certain spot. So if that's what the way to clean it is, then you can, the comparison to leather clothing breaks down. So that was a possibility for why you could say that for all that plastic is not clean the usual way. So let me just say it now because we're going to get to it again and again. The usual way we're going to talk about is that to clean clothing is that you take the sides of the garment, you rub them against each other to clean them. That's going to be the issue. Now today we put them in the laundry, but part of that laundering process is rubbing it all through. You get the water over and through it and all around it, but there's a rubbing element to it. So when you're not going to introduce soaking in water, which would clearly be a problem, right? Nobody's thinking you can do that. This element of rubbing it against each other, the two sides of something against each other, is going to be the essential marker of laundering on Shabbat for these purposes, for the Tzitzit Eliezer. And since that's not what people tend to do with plastic, that's not the way you clean it, because you can just wipe it off with water. So that, he thinks, is going to end up being an important distinction that will make it more like leather. So that's what he says. After thinking about it more, looking into it more, I think you were right that it's very similar to leather, because the source of the halacha about leather is in Zvachim Tzadi Dalid. And if you look at the discussion there, says the Tzitzit Eliezer, the discussion is not about, remember he had suggested that maybe leather is different because the Gemara's conclusion was based on the idea that this isn't the way that people clean leather. But if you look up the Gemara in Devachim, that's not the discussion. The discussion is about derech kibus shel or bekach. All that's emphasized is or bar kibus. Is leather a material that's susceptible to the kind of laundering that becomes a Shabbos problem? So the answer is, say, in other words, when it comes to, there are plenty of areas in halacha, what we care about is the way people do something. In this particular area of halacha, that's not the question at hand. The question at hand isn't whether it's derech p'nei adam v'chabes, whether people tend to do a kibus, a washing or laundering on it. Ela b'atzmiyut hadavar, the thing itself. Is it true that what the process of cleaning leather is considered laundering it? Right? Because if the process is just beating it for dust to get rid of it, that's not laundering, and you never think so. So too with leather, if it's true that the leather is not does not absorb the water, then you could easily imagine that you'd say, well, that's not laundry. Laundry is where the water goes through a garment and in that way eases the dirt or washes, wipes, gets rid of the dirt. So I got, oh, it's kvises toilet melabein. Sorry. I was trying to reach what it was a total of washing and laundering is a toilet melabein, which is whitening something. So this is an example of whitening something because you're trying to get it into its original color. So the Gemara there actually concludes that no, meaning that even, meaning when the Gemara asked the question, is leather susceptible, is it considered part of laundering? It couldn't be that it meant, do people clean it? Because obviously people clean it. So if whatever the way that people clean something is considered that garment's way of being laundered, the Gemara's discussion doesn't make sense. And therefore, they're just saying, no. The Gemara's question was, is there a meaningful sense in which it's laundered in our construct of laundering? Once we remember that kibisa is a told of melabein, that washing and laundering is an outgrowth of melabein, we see why this would be true, because it's not just to get it clean, it's to get it clean in a way that's in some way an outgrowth or an offshoot of melabein, of whitening it. The Gemara there says there is in fact for leather a way of doing so. For all that dabbing water on it will not be a way of doing so. That's not close enough because that's not considered. So the Gemara there does say, Ayide Shriya, and also soaking leather in water will not be considered an act of laundering it because the water isn't absorbed. So even though for most things, for many garments, for many materials, so the soaking we might have thought would have been the necessary quality, but that doesn't apply to leather. But nonetheless, there is a way in which leather is considered washing, and the lavush makes clear what that is. Levush writes, but lekabso, to launder it, and then the levush writes, dehainu, shemishafshev tido shilze, al-gabe, I think it's al-gabe, I paraphrase it, al-gabe tido shilze, to rub the two sides of the leather skirt or garment together on each other to get it clean in that way, that is considered essential kibbutz, essential laundering, and that is prohibited. But a garment of material, of cloth, of some sort, that'll be prohibited, even l'sachsicho, even to dab water on it, that's already considered kibbutzo, it's washing. So as it says, I think the explanation is that with all the materials, as soon as you put some water on it, there's an element of washing to it, because the water is absorbed into the garment, look, and then where down there, wherever the dirt is, there's water going into it, interacting with the dirt, wiping it away, diluting it, getting rid of it, all of that, that's considered also an act of krisa. So it's clearly true, and I say this because I've seen many people who don't seem to know this, right? You're sitting at a Shabbos table, and somebody spills something on their dress or suit, a jacket, you know, and it's annoying because it's going to make stain, may this, may that. So your instinct is, oh, I'll reach for the water, the seltzer, and I'll take a napkin and I'll put it on it. Problem is that with everything other than leather and maybe nylon, as we're talking about now, that's a problem. It might be it's a real problem of laundering. It's a real problem of kibbutz, because that's how we understand kibbutz to work, and it's original thing. And we think that kibbutz is a tolada melabein, is a d'oraita offshoot of whitening. Similar to this idea, he quotes a Rashi on Shabbos. It's important to think about for other contexts. The Rashi on Shabbos says that when it comes to hair, human hair, there's no schita, right? You talk about people who talk about, let's say, people want to shower on Shabbos or go to a swimming pool on Shabbos or come out of the rain on Shabbos. There are all sorts of reasons why it's a problem, and I'm not saying that it's allowed, but one of the issues that's not really a problem is schita in the hair, at least according to Rashi. And the reason why there's no schita in the hair, there are other reasons why you're not supposed to, you know, rub the water out of your hair, but if you take a dry towel and you just dab it on the hair so that it'll absorb some of the water that comes off of it, so then you have problems with the towel, you have to be careful not to wring out the towel, that's a whole different issue. But in the hair itself, you're not being considered being soaked, squeezing out the hair, Rashi says, kashev ein bolea, because the hair doesn't absorb water. So when you're getting, if you have a head full of hair, and the hair is wet, and you want to get the water out of the hair, so getting the water out of the hair is not an act of schita, because the water is not absorbed in the hair. It's just the hair happens to hold onto the water sort of within it, right? But not within each strand of it. So there's no schita, there's no wringing out of it. And the Rambam, in the 9th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos, in the 11th paragraph there, says, Ein schita b'se'ar, v'chu hadin la'or. And it's the same thing with leather, right? So that's the Rambam is now showing us that they're very, very similar. So it says, the same way there's no schita, there's no wringing out when it comes to hair. Now, you wouldn't know about being laundering hair because you don't launder hair. But there's no schita when it comes to hair. So too, when it comes to leather, since the act of washing, of kvisa, tends to be an act that involves water being absorbed into a material, and the leather is non-absorbent, so therefore, that's not the way that we would have kibbutz, we would have washing. You could have thought, as we said before, you could have thought there would be no washing whatsoever. That's not true. We think that once you're mishafshev, one side and the other, that's the act of laundering. And if we're going to be able to apply that, as I think we are, to nylon, the same thing will be true. You can put water onto nylon, you can put a dab water onto it, you just can't rub one side against each other. Then he goes to Chazon Ish on Hilchos Shabbos. Chazon Ish says that that when he talks about or that the source of the topic is whatever, it says the Chazon Ish writes, "Rotzel lomar de ein kibbutz be'or below kiskus." There's no concept of laundering, of cleansing by leather without rubbing. Uchitamid b'sarav. This is Tzitzel Ezra talking. Like, I'm sorry, you know what, I skipped the language of Chazon Ish, but he's saying, the Tzitzel Ezra says, you see that, no, that little piece was from the Chazon Ish, I kept that in because it was the important piece of it, but then it says in notes, as is always true in the Sfarim, in the books of the Chazon Ish, Lemedim Midvarav HaKetzarim, Hilchata Gevirta, that he writes very briefly, and if you read carefully, you learn very important halachot. I could talk about the Chazon Ish a little bit, but I'm not going to. I'm actually somewhere around three quarters of the way through Professor Benjamin Brown's unbelievable intellectual biography of the Chazon Ish. There are a lot of complicated issues when it comes to the Chazon Ish, and the Tzitzit Ezer is certainly not one to blindly accept the rulings of the Chazon Ish, and yet he, in this casual side comment, he gives us some insight into why people had such respect for the Chazon Ish. Yes, he knew a tremendous amount of Torah, but he doesn't know a tremendous amount of Torah. But that the Chazon Ish manages to express important halakhic ideas, to capture important halakhic ideas in great brevity, it shows you that he has a real deep understanding of the system, that he can put it in such a clear and brief language. And the quality that he applied and the contribution he made here was he made clear that the fundamental idea that there's no way to wring out leather because it doesn't absorb water, and that's because then he tells you that kibos, that the laundry is below kiskus, got to be the rubbing against it. And with just wringing it out, there's none of that rubbing action to try to get the stain out. So all of this leads him to say, yes, I think it's true that we are allowed to say that when it comes to nylon, you can dab water on it. Now, what about just pouring water on it? So that, there's a whole discussion that he goes a little bit back and forth on, but his own conclusion is that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have to mention that because the Shulchan Aruch already allowed putting water on it by virtue of sichzuch. Sichzuch is dabbing water. So in dabbing water, the question is, I'm taking something and I'm dabbing the water on with my hand, let's say, or my fingers. So the reason why we might have thought that was a problem is you might have thought that in there there's some element, some amount of rubbing to it. That's why we would have worried about it. But there's already the idea of putting it out. You might have thought, well, I don't know, putting it under a stream of water, isn't that different than just dabbing water on it? So that there's room to have thought that. But so that's just saying he thinks Shulchan Aruch didn't feel the need to mention it because sichzuch was more because closer to the fundamental act of laundry, which he thinks is the rubbing of one side against each other. So if you're not going to have the rubbing, and the dabbing doesn't qualify as rubbing, but that reminds us that we should be careful. If we're ever dabbing on a leather garment or a nylon or a polyester, I don't know about polyester, but a plastic or nylon in some way, and we're just dabbing, so you got to make sure not to rub it anyway, because once we start rubbing, although he does think it's the rubbing the two sides against each other, once we start rubbing, we already get into more of a problem. So putting the water on, he thinks that's an element of the sichzuch idea, of the dabbing, and therefore that should be okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch garshaz, I think people say the grudge, but Roshnir Zalman of Liadi was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. He wrote the Tanya, which is an important work in Chabad Chassidism. But he also wrote a Shulchan Aruch, which is also an important work in Chabad Chassidism. I think they might just actually follow it. But he tried to write a renewed Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, let's say you have a shoe of some sort, which has dirt on it. And so he says you can put water on it. You can dab water onto it and to get rid of it. And it's not a problem of kibbutz, not a problem of washing. Why not? She'en kibbutz be'or b'sichzuch levado. Because you don't get washing when it comes to the leather just by dabbing water on it. Now, it's interesting because, well, we'll get to it in a second, but he says, afil aval asur l'shafshev tzido shel zeh, zeh al tzido zeh, shezehu kibbutz gomor. You can't rub one side against the other because that's going to be a complete kibbutz and it's prohibited when it comes even in leather. And then, we'll come back to this in a second, but the Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi writes, Medivrei Sofim, he thinks it's Drabana, Bava Minat Torah, but by Torah law, even if you, he said, even if you rang it out, you wouldn't be chai for kibbutz. So we'll come back to the this is going to want to talk about that in a second. But I just point out that when it comes to shoes, so sandals are sort of, the leather is still softer, but in most shoes, the leather is very hard. So that would suggest that they're saying that there's no way you can have doraita to keep us at least with shoes because doraita laundry at least with shoes because it's too hard to rub against each other. So we'll talk about that another time. But the point for our purposes is that the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, the Rav in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, distinguished between putting water on something and sichzuch and dabbing water on it, and explicitly permitted both when it came to a leather garment, a leather shoe. So too the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud Chet writes that you can't do kibbutz gomor when it comes to leather. Kibbutz gomor means full-on laundering, which means, as we've said several times, rubbing them, the two sides against each other. It's the rubbing action that fully cleanses it out. So that you're not allowed to do with leather as well. And he concludes the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yesh Ostrim, Ostrim Kibus Be'or Bechol Inyan. So he'll prohibit it more, but he thinks it's a Tzerachi and he doesn't think it's true. Now it says, it comes back to that piece that I pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch to begin with, Shemistayim, the Gam Bekibus Gomor, that even when it comes to full-on laundering, that it's only Del Rabbanon when it comes to leather. So he says, I don't understand that, because if you look in the Gemara in Zvachim, it says, it seems to say explicitly that Rabbah changed his mind about that, meaning if you look in the Gemara there is, the Rabbah does seem to say that it's only Rabbanon, there is no laundering whatsoever when it comes to or when it comes to leather, at a biblical level. But Rabbah then, there in that Gemara, changes his mind, Ukim Amora Ale. Ukim Amora Ale means that he set up an Amora. So we today use the word Amora to indicate any rabbi from the time of the Gemara. We use the word Tana to indicate any rabbi from the time of the Mishnah. But in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, an Amora, Tana, was somebody who knew a lot of material and could just recite it by heart. And you would have such people around because they had encyclopedic memories, but they didn't necessarily know how to understand it all the well. They had just memorized all of the material you needed, and that's what you'd use a Tana for. And an Amora was the person who would, when the rabbi giving the shiur, the rabbi teaching the topic, would not want to, remember they didn't have amplification in those days, would not want to, you know, hurt his voice, or was not always so great at calling it out loud to the crowd. That was the job of the Amora. The Amora would speak for the rabbi. The rabbi would tell him what to say, and the Amora would speak for the rabbi. And that Gemara in Zvachim, Rabba is Ukim and Amora. He gets an Amora, he calls over a guy who works as an Amora, and he says, announce this. And the reason why you'd be Ukim Amora is so you want to make it a much more public announcement. And just if you learn it with two or three guys, you're not going to have an Amora. You just learn it with two or three of your students. Here, you're getting a public announcement out of it to say, that I made a mistake before. And that then changes his mind. So that would seem to say that there is a concept of full laundry by leather, and there is a concept of full laundry by nylon or plastic. But Sichzuch is still, and this is what he says, Ram Kacharu, Sichzuch Mutter, Kibus Aser. Sichzuch you can do, dabbing water on it you're allowed to do when it comes to leather or nylon or plastic, but Kibus will not be allowed, but full on laundry will not be allowed. And it sounds like, and the Gemara says to the answer, it sounds like that is a biblical rule. It's Medivrei Torah. So he says there is some room for where Rav Shneur Zalman got his idea. If he says you look in the Rambam, that the Rambam brings the idea of washing or not washing a shoe that is prohibited. He cites it in chapter 22 of the Chol Shabbat, part of his work that discusses Shivutim, rabbinic rulings that prohibited actions on Shabbat. And he doesn't mention, but you can't do kiskos, you can't rub them against each other as the Dvar Torah. So, and there too, if you look carefully at the language of Rashi in the on the Gemara in Shabbat, when he says, Umiu kibush mamash lo, the oil stam kamim ksatot rakim, sheikh le me'or bazu kibus be'orot rakim. You could argue that maybe it's only soft leather, like a leather skirt, let's say, or pillows that might be made of leather. Those are the ones where there's an element of kibus. But if you have hard things, as I mentioned before, like, you know, shoes. So there, I said it in terms of it's hard to actually rub them together. But let's say you found a way to do it. So there, you could understand from the language of Rashi and the Rambam, that's what Shneur Zalman seems to have done. Even though he's not going to agree with him, he's not going to accept his idea. He's saying, I can see where he got it from. You could say that maybe there, it doesn't apply. And by the way, also, when Rashi says it there, he says, Shayach Lememru, it's relevant to talk about kibus, about laundry, and therefore maybe he means not that it is laundry, because then she said, you're chayah for it, you'd be liable for laundry. And maybe that's what's going on for Rashi, and therefore he too, the Shneur Zalman could have, the Bala Tanya could have derived from that that Rashi meant it only Rabbanon as well. And as it happens, the Kolbo says explicitly that he thinks there is no kibus on a biblical level. There is no way to wash leather on a biblical level on Shabbat. The Kolbo says, "Ve'ein tchita b'seir," there's no wringing out of hair, v'u'adin ba'or, and there's no wringing out of leather as well. And therefore, if there's dirt on leather, you pour water on it until it goes away. Right? But lechabso aser after lav bar kibus klal. But you're not allowed to do full-on laundry. But then the Kolbo has said, even though there's no real element of laundry to it, because it's leather. So then, midlo chilek ben kibus dam lekiskus, since he didn't mention the idea we've been talking about over and over again, that rubbing one side against the other is a whole new level of laundering. And he just says, no, the kapso is prohibited, to wash it is prohibited, even though there's no real relevant kibus. So it sounds like he thinks that by Torah law, it's lav bar kibus. There's no relevant kibus, it's only the rabbanon. But this doesn't make that's the way we paskin. He's just trying to explain why that Bala Tanya didn't get it wrong in the Shulchan Aruch Haruv and the Shulchan Aruch they weren't. I'll call upon him to conclude. And this is what I thought to begin with, this is what I think now, that we can allow dabbing water on nylon clothing, right? On I think it should be polyester too, but on nylon clothing, similar to leather clothing as well, although we also have to be careful that you can't do rubbing of one side against each other. That is a response of the day for the 24th day of Iyar. My name is Gideon Rothstein, Rabbi Jacob Ramitz, David Hackhauser, and the OU are partners in this project. You are our partners as well for listening. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you again.